Hi, I'm Brandon Stanton. Dear New York is a collection of the voices and stories of people across this city. I am only one of the voices that you will be hearing today, but together, I hope that we've created something that you will truly enjoy. At 2:19 a.m. on the morning of July 11th, 2024, a child was born on the streets of New York City. A baby boy. If the birth certificate is honest, the place of birth should be marked as a small stretch of sidewalk on 23rd Street, just west of 10th Avenue. There was no welcome party to greet the arrival of this newest New Yorker. No ticker tape parade. In fact, less than a minute after being born, the child was abandoned by his mother. Set down directly onto the pavement, beneath an old, elevated railway track. No blanket. Covered in mucus. Umbilical cord still attached. From this spot on the sidewalk, there was very little the child could know about the city, except that it was the opposite of where he came. His skin, which had never known the touch of air, now rested against concrete. His eyes, which had known nothing but darkness, now stared into a white fluorescent light hanging from the bottom of the railway track. And his ears, which until moments ago had known nothing but the most muffled noises, were now, every few minutes, assaulted by the scream of a siren. It's a horrible sound by design, the siren, engineered to sink into your nerves, but reverberating off the steel beams of an elevated railway track, it is haunting. The child's mother would later be arrested while checking herself into a nearby hospital. 37 years old, her last known address, a homeless shelter. What long, dark road could have possibly led her to make that decision in that moment? What battles, what monsters had she faced? Only she can know. But for sure, there were battles. And then, the baby boy. For 40 full minutes, he lay there, in that hard, loud, bright place. Every need unmet, too weak to cry. His blood slowly draining from the umbilical cord and pooling next to him on the sidewalk. What fear must he have felt during those 40 minutes? What loneliness? Could there be a deeper loneliness? To not know even if there is anyone else in the world. And for this child, no claim to crime, no claim to sin, to experience all of this. It is an event so devoid of poetry, so devoid of justice, that it calls into question the benevolence of nature, the existence of God. The next day, a reporter would ask the super of a nearby apartment building for comment. How could something like this happen? The super replied with those same four words that every citizen of this city holds in reserve to explain the unexplainable. This is New York.
We met not far from here, on 17th, 5 years ago, yesterday. I was coming home from work. She was leaving an appointment. We talked over a cigarette. Talked about the crystals. When you're with a real queen who's tapped into her ancestry, you're gonna learn some new things. She got me leaving the old vibrations behind, boy. She got me learning to love myself more, to not be so impulsive, to utilize my whole brain. To not react if I catch someone looking at me. She loves Sha too, the old alcoholic, the old drug dealer, always on guard, always looking for trouble. But I'm married now. Women can break you. They can make you more humble and concerned with things.
The first song I ever wrote was in this park. I was 13. It was me and two other girls. We jumped the fence and sat on the grass and wrote in the sunshine. We made a rule that we wouldn't write about boys, so the song was called Not to Write About Boys. We thought it turned out awesome. And 2 days later, we played our first show in the same park. Writing a song feels a little different now. It can be easy to get caught up in the pressure, the deadlines, the expectations, what people think. One word and it becomes too cheesy or too cool. The only way I know how to do it is to write for the fan in myself. There's a songwriter in me that writes the song, but I listen as a fan. Both parts have to weigh in, but the fan gets the final vote. when the fan inside me says, I get that, I feel that, then I know I finally got it. That's when I know it's done.
You can find Dear New York wherever audiobooks are sold.